And welcome to another Senior Spotlight on You Are There Sports, and I'm happy to be joined today by Roblin Austin, another outstanding member of the class of 2020 here at Pierce Healy High School. Roblin, welcome to Senior Spotlight. Tell us about the Austin family. Who's all involved?
My parents are Lola Austin and Michael Austin. I have two sisters. My oldest sister is Julia Austin, and my younger sister is Ann Austin.
Okay, talk about some of the things that you're involved with as far as activities, clubs, athletics, extracurriculars.
I'm in Upper Bound Spanish Club. I'm the treasurer of it. I'm in peer helping. I'm a co-chair for my grade with another girl. I'm the president of MHS, Minnesota Honor Society.
Oh, okay.
I'm also in art club. I participate in youth group events and EPIC.
Well, let's talk about the Honor Society. Let's start there. What is that all about? Here we hear about that. There's is it a chapter? Is that what it's called? Or?
Well, it's Minnesota Honor Society, and basically we do the blood drive
okay. In
the fall. In the spring, we do, we're trying to do some ditch cleaning in this month. We also, it basically just recognizes our good grades and our leadership mm-hmm. in the school.
What does it take then? Are there minimum requirements? Or do you get nominated to become a member, or do you apply, or how does that work?
I got nominated my junior year, and so I applied. I got accepted, and last year we had to do a project. I did the Blankets for Veterans.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and then we had to have 10 individual hours and volunteer hours and 10 hours with the project we chose. And this year, we're not going to do the project anymore. We're going to do 25 hours of volunteer service.
Okay. Is there an area of volunteer service that interests you more than others, or is there a specific group that you'd like to lend your talents towards?
I'm involved with like peer helping, so mm-hmm. I work with a lot of younger kids, helping them with getting the grades up, and basically, yeah, I just work with younger kids a lot of the time.
Did you have someone help you when you were that younger? Is that what kind of led you into it, or is it just being involved with other students that were your friends that are kind of in the same boat?
I didn't have really any helpers. I was pretty independent.
Okay.
I did struggle a lot in Holy Trinity.
Okay.
But as soon as I got into the high school, everything kind of clicked for me. But I do help. I try to help other people a lot of the time.
Well, as a member of the Honor Society, you must be obviously pretty strong academically. Do you have favorite subjects that you're better at than others?
I really like algebra.
Okay.
I took
That's where you and I part ways then.
Yeah. I took college algebra this year, and I'm really liking it. I like the way Mrs. LeBlanc teaches.
Okay. What is it? What draws you to algebra? What is it just? I mean, because I struggled mightily with that when I was in school.
Well, yeah. When I was in Holy Trinity, mm-hmm. I was not good at it at all. But as soon as I got into seventh grade, it clicked.
Clicked a little bit. Okay.
Yeah. I just like solving equations, basically, and knowing that I found the solution.
What real world applications are there for algebra? What have you learned that, you know, hey, I can use this in my everyday life?
I don't know. I just bought a vehicle, so I have to make like monthly payments. So that's pretty.
Yeah.
That's how I guess, use algebra in my life.
Okay. What'd you buy?
I bought a Toyota 4Runner 2001.
Wow. Good for you. You mentioned the Spanish club, and did you say you were the secretary for that?
Secretary/treasurer, yes.
What are your duties for that?
We have, like, monthly events. Coming up is the Ordway on October 14th. We're going to go see a musical, I think it's a musical. In November, I think, we sell the Kids Against Hunger bracelets. And then that month, we also go to, I think it's in Brainerd, close to Brainerd. We go package food for people that don't have enough food.
Okay. Are you going to the Costa Rica trip? Is that part of that? Or?
Yes. I've been in Spanish for 4 years. And so at the end of this year, so in June beginning, we're going to be going to Costa Rica. Yeah.
What do you see as the value of having a second language here in your real-life application here?
I know that when I go to, like, Mexican restaurants or Hispanic restaurants, there's I can like kind of pick up on what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really cool. I like being able to understand other people and be aware of their language.
As far as the culture here, you know, it's, you know, more than just a language. I mean, it's, what is it about the Spanish lifestyle, or is there something specific that draws you to that? I mean, the world is becoming a smaller, smaller place all the time.
I like their food.
Yeah.
Mostly. Their language is very unique and beautiful. I like it a lot.
How would you define, is it a difficult language to learn? They say that actually English is a real hard language to learn if you're not a first generation English speaker. Mm-hmm. Here, but is Spanish hard to pick up, or is it something that maybe everybody should maybe think about learning a little bit of minimum vocabulary?
I think it's pretty important to know a little bit of Spanish since there's so many people coming into America. It's not hard to learn at all. The past tense is pretty hard, but
conversational is,
yeah, and making sentences can be a little bit difficult. But overall, it's pretty easy because there's like conjugating and mm-hmm. all that. It's pretty nice.
Okay. As far as things you're looking forward to here in your senior year, anything stand out that you want to talk about as far as, you freshman, sophomore, junior, now here you are, senior, last go-round here. Anything in particular you're really looking forward to?
Homecoming this week was pretty, yep. I was looking forward to that. What else?
Are you going on the East Coast trip to the Washington, New York? Are you
doing
that?
You're not? I'm looking forward to Costa Rica a lot. Yeah, the coffee, yeah. I'm excited to drink it.
Are you a coffee drinker?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, wow, good for you. Not me. I love to smell coffee, but I've never been a drinker of it. I don't know why that.
Yeah.
Why that happens. What kind of studies are you taking here? Are you taking a lot of college courses, advanced placement classes?
Yes. I'm taking college algebra, Comp 2 with Ms. Sauer, and online world religions.
Okay. Any particular colleges that you're leaning towards? I mean, obviously that decision is right down the road if you haven't already narrowed it down some.
Yeah, I'm looking at Mankato University, Winona University, and St. Cloud State. I haven't picked one.
Okay.
But I did apply to all of them just recently, and now I'm working on some FAFSA.
What drew you to those schools? They have the type of programs you're looking to continue your academic career in?
Yeah, so I'd like to go into social work.
Okay.
And they all have it. I liked Mankato because it was updated. Like, it wasn't, like, super old. But it just seemed very new and up to date. And then St. Cloud State, it's close to home, and I want to stay close to family. Winona, I just loved the feeling because it felt so safe. And
so you visited these campuses?
Yes.
Okay.
Winona, it was very, very pretty.
Okay, yeah. Down in the southeast corner of the state here. When does that decision get made? Acceptance letters coming in the mail? Are you checking the mailbox daily now, or does that not happen until maybe winter?
I think it takes a little bit because I still have to finish my FAFSA, but I did turn in my transcripts to the colleges and the applications. So probably by January I will know, or February I'll know which college I'll be officially going to.
As you've now reached your senior year here, I'm sure you look back and probably think to yourself, boy, it went fast. What would you tell young kids maybe that are just starting their journey through peers?
Get involved, stay busy, make memories, take a few challenging classes to get an idea of mm-hmm. what you would want to do in the future, and be your own person and leader in the school.
Yeah. Let's jump ahead. Where would you see yourself, say, 10 years from now? Where is Roblyn Austin think she'll be? What's your dream goal to end up maybe 10, 20 years?
10, 20 years, I'd like to be a social worker and probably a...
And finish paying off that car.
Yes. And probably working in a county setting. Hopefully some kids by then too.
Yeah.
Married. Yeah.
Well, boy, thanks for taking some time out here. It went really fast. You did a great job. Thanks for joining us on Senior Spotlight, Roblyn.
Thanks.
Roblyn Austin with us here on Senior Spotlight here on You Are There Sports.